Believe it or not, this is Mary, not Grandma the Kermit. Yes, if you listened to my blog post on Monday about partners and their hobbies, you'd know I sounded like this. It hasn't got better. I don't feel ill, I just think it must be the pollen. But hey, that means summer is on its way, right? That is, if you are listening in my side of the world. If you're in Australia, then have fun in winter. So I talk a bit about the review culture in this blog post. I think reviews posted by the public are comedy gold. It's just a weird thing we do, isn't it? Like, we go and eat a soggy pizza and then we go back the next day and we're like, I ate a soggy pizza, 1 star. As someone who was a tour guide, I was up to being named and shamed if I did a bad job on TripAdvisor. And to be honest, if you have a bad day at work, it's actually terrifying to think that George from America can kind of just sort of tear you apart online. Thankfully, that didn't happen. Everyone had a good time on Mary's tour, so that's good. If you're listening to this on a podcast app and you have absolutely no idea what's going on, I'm Mary, and this is the audio adaptation to my blog, The Oxford Quack. So I write true stories and observe life for entertainment purposes only. That's it. If you want to visit the blog, it's theoxfordquack.blog, and here we go. A sober night in the notorious infernos. On Clapham High Street, squished between a kebab shop and a pharmacy, is the infamous nightclub Infernos. Since opening in 1985, Infernos has gained quite the reputation. It's the place Margot Robbie went on her Friday nights when she was an up-and-coming actress, and the location where Neil showed off his robotic dance moves in The Inbetweeners. Despite the showbiz allure, though, it's far from glamorous. You don't often plan to go to Infernos. Rather, it's the drag end of a heavy night. It's the kind of place which makes you slap your aching head in the morning. Oh no, Infernos. Despite living on the edge of Clapham in my early 20s, I had never put a toe in the place. This was partly because I detest queuing, especially in the cold. Life is too short. And partly because the club is notorious for young, thirsty men who are on the hunt for someone to share their broken IKEA mattress with. As this reviewer on the Inferno TripAdvisor page explains, for some reason, it was as if a lot of the men had turned into wild animals as soon as they entered the vicinity, and women were their prey. Reminded me of a scene from Planet Earth without the pleasure of David Attenborough, and at times I felt like a vulnerable warthog at the watering hole amongst starving lions. I always like to check the reviews before entering an establishment. It's handy to know what Bill from Northampton thought of the mushroom and truffle pizza in Pizza Pilgrim. I also believe one day they will be used as historic documents to show how good society had it. If things get hairy for us, war, alien invasion, the whole country sinks into the Atlantic, we can reminisce about the time when our problems revolved around undercooked steak and waiting 20 minutes for a table. Infernos is rated 3 stars. Some claiming it's the best night ever. Other reviewers are not so keen. Visiting Infernos was like visiting a post-apocalyptic version of hell, where zombies prey after anything with a pulse, and where your money is useless, except to buy £12 vodkas. The Inferno reviews were never my concern. As someone tucked safely into their 30s and doesn't drink, I had resigned to the fact that I was never going to see what was behind those shiny black doors on Clapham High Street. But last Friday night, that all changed. So I was happily talking away in the Northcote when Jack and Jay discovered my Inferno virginity. The next thing I knew, I was in the back seat of an Uber, driving far away from appropriately aged men and into the depths of the city's powder room, which is Clapham Common. This plan would almost be okay if I wasn't stone cold sober. So I often get asked if I will ever drink alcohol again, and I always reply with a shrug and say something like, never say never. After all, I never planned to give up alcohol. I did Dry January in 2018 and just kept going and going in the same way that Forrest Gump kept running and running. I'm happy to do most things sober, although some things are excruciating. But it's a well-known fact that you must be drunk to be in infernos. The sun sets in the west. It's physically impossible for a pig to look up into the sky. You must be drunk to go into infernos. Fact, fact, fact. But the only thing that would tempt me into drinking right now would be if I went to France for a champagne tasting with Andrew Garfield. Beautiful, beautiful man. So, I entered infernos sober. The garish cherry red interiors take some getting used to, and the cloakroom man's judgment to separate my Hillary Clinton jacket from my woolly cardigan and charge me £3 for each made me want to drown my inner Karen voice with gin. But I didn't. I held strong. On the bright side, we didn't have to queue because, turns out, nobody arrives before 11 p.m. So there we were, old as hell, with a threatening net of balloons above us and Backstreet Boys blasting out. I sipped my alcohol-free Corona. That's my beer, not the virus. And mourned the night I could be having with the nice men in the North Coast. Soon, Gen Z began piling in with their crop tops and TikTok moves, and I got dragged off my bar stool to the dance floor, where, with help from Bon Jovi, I shook off my sulk. The poor Inferno DJ gets a lot of slack on the reviews. I'm left feeling disappointed. The music is exactly the same every Saturday. As much as I love the Spice Girls and Pussycat Dolls, I think it's best to leave those tunes for a theme night and play more up-to-date music. I, however, enjoyed his selection of Taylor Swift and Carly Rae Jepsen. I also appreciated the amount of seating options available, and I liked that there was someone constantly spraying the toilets with a cheap rose scent. Yes, despite the bad reputation, I woke up the next morning feeling good about my visit to Infernos. So good, in fact, when I received an email from them asking for a review. I couldn't help myself. A sober 30-something walks into Infernos. In my 30-something years, I had never been to Infernos. That all changed last Friday when I got dragged kicking and screaming to the club. But you know what? I was pleasantly surprised by my visit. Despite what the masses say, experiencing Inferno sober isn't that bad. I have had worse experiences, sitting clear-headed with several of my relatives. Sure, the interiors are a little shabby and overly red, but like Austin Powers' bad teeth and velvet suits, it's all part of the charm. I enjoyed the cheesy music selection, Taylor, Britney, Backstreet Boys. The range of seating options was also handy. The surfaces are perhaps on the sticky side, but if it's good enough for Margot Robbie, then it's good enough for us all. My arrival was before 11 p.m. and left after 2 a.m, which is respectable considering I'm old enough to know who PJ and Duncan are. Overall, it was a pleasant night. I've spotted some bad reviews regarding the fish. I didn't notice the fish tank, but if it exists, I agree, no fish. A shark tank would be more impressive. Thank you so much for listening to the Oxford Quack again, or Audio Quack. If you are listening to this on the blog post, the oxfordquack.blog, you can type your email in and you get an email alert every time I post, which is every Wednesday. If you're listening to this on a podcast app, follow me and you'll get an alert every Monday and Wednesday. I post old blogs on a Monday and my new blogs on a Wednesday. I think that's it. So I will let you go. Thank you again for listening, and I hope you have a splendid week.